Our next reading this morning is one we used at Vacation Bible School this week, taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Now, just before we start, I'm just going to grab my stick. Does everybody else get one? If you didn't get one, put your hand up. Oops, sorry. Anybody else? Can you pass them around while I... You're still not allowed to break it yet or touch it. Keep it off to the side. Good children. Have you ever been afraid of the dark? Even just a little bit? Have you ever been in a place that was so dark that you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, even with your eyes open as wide as they'd go? Maybe you've been in a cave where around every corner is an even deeper darkness. If you've been in a place like this before, I'm sure you will know that welcome feeling that even the smallest crack of light brings. This week at VBS, we were all in a cave at Cave Quest. Only it was filled with light from the moment we began as we learned how to be the light and follow Jesus. The news headlines in the past few weeks have been filled with extreme darkness, each story laced with more tragedy than the one before. I'm sure I'm not the only one who silently cried out to God asking if there is something that I can do about the darkness in this world. Everything seems so overwhelming. But I believe the answer I got this week, deep within my heart, was this: the only way to get rid of the darkness is to add more light. Darkness is the absence of light. Only light is powerful enough to make the darkness disappear. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made it clear that we are the light of the world. We are called to shine, but the light we share is not our own. From the very beginning of creation, God has been the source of light both spiritually and literally. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 to 3 says, "Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light." Imagine that world full of darkness, and then in four simple words, light blazes forth. Everything living in our world requires light in order to exist. Plants, animals, and people. Our God who brought light to this world also brings it to our lives. As 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' make his light shine in our hearts." So what does our Matthew scripture mean this morning? I believe it means that when we let our inner light shine and other people see our way of living, that they too will come to see and know Jesus as we do. But shining on our own can be exhausting. We need to stay connected to our main power source. We wouldn't expect a light bulb to shine in a lamp without being plugged into a power source, so how can we be expected to shine if we are not connected to ours? When we are connected to God and remain in Him, His light pours through us in powerful and brilliant ways that change the world. The ways we shine might not make headlines in the news, but they make more of a difference than we may ever see or know. It doesn't matter how big or small, how young or how young at heart we are. What matters is that we believe that each of our lights can make a difference in this world. And it's not just about being plugged in on Sunday mornings or during mornings at Vacation Bible School. It's about remaining connected to the God who loves us deeply. It's about setting an example for others. Jesus also called himself the light of the world. John called him the life that is the light of men, the light that shines in the darkness. The light in each of us is his light, the indwelling Christ, the Holy Spirit within us. We have that light shining through our lives if our actions reflect the nature of Christ, his love, his grace, his compassion, and his forgiveness. His light shines through our attitudes, words, and deeds. When people see that our lives have been changed by the love of Christ, that joy becomes contagious, and others long to feel the same way we do. So, how can we shine? We can put ourselves out there. This week, our 54 campers and over 30 staff put their hearts out there for all the world to see. As we gather to worship each morning, you could feel the love and light shining in Les Call. In our cave, there was no darkness. As the words and lessons and love were shared, the light became brighter and brighter. We learned that each of us is created in God's image as an original masterpiece to go into the world doing good works according to his grace. So how can we carry that through if we keep our light hidden in a closet or, as scripture said, under a basket? Jesus gives us his light for a reason: to push back the darkness of this world. So now you're allowed to pick up your stick. But don't break it yet, not till I tell you. We use these glow sticks this week to represent our hearts. Sometimes in order to shine, we need to be broken. We need to let go of things that we are holding on to. We need to let God use us, transform us, work in us to further the work of his kingdom. And so we need to become broken so that light is allowed into the cracks and can be reflected out. In the darkness of this world, we need to shine and show God's light to those around us. Now, these sticks might be new to some of you, and if that's the case, that makes it even more exciting this morning. But as you hold it in your hand, I want you to think about what is deep inside of you that God needs to break open in your heart. Maybe think about somebody who needs some light shed onto them. Maybe it's something that is holding you back from shining. Think about ways we need God to enter our world more than ever before. Think about the ways we need the light to overcome the darkness. Now I want you to gently, and I stress the word gently, snap the bracelet, releasing the light and allowing the stick to glow. Sometimes you might need to give it a little bit of a shake. If you want to check the glowing, you can do one of these. There's a little end on it. You can make it into a bracelet. And if it fits you, you can wear it for the rest of the day, or at least take it home for the rest of the day as a reminder that we are here to be light in this world, bringing out the God colors in our world. God is not a secret to be kept. So let your light shine. Let it shine as you love. Let it shine as you serve. Let's not keep the greatest light of all hidden. No matter what darkness may come across our paths or surround us, let us continue to pray that our God of light will be near us all and that he gives us strength to shine, desire to serve, and grace to follow. Let's not run from his presence, but let's run to his arms.